I'm Elena C., inviting you to join me for another exclusive musician interview as we go backstage with the New World Symphony. Community outreach is a big part of the New World Symphony's training program. The 80-plus fellows in the orchestra take part in community engagement activities that range from professional development seminars to real-life experiences like mentoring students in local schools, presenting free concerts in community centers, and a lot more.
I also try to be as involved in as many educational things as I possibly can, not just because I enjoy it, but because I feel it's very important. I actually had an old teacher named Shirley Gibbons when I was a student at the Juilliard Pre-College, and she told me something that was very important, which was that if you have the ability to do something, you actually have the responsibility to do it.
That's Amos Fayette. He's a violinist from Long Island, New York, and this is his first season with the New World Symphony. The entire Fayette family, Mom, Dad, Amos, and three younger sisters, is musical. So, Amos doesn't actually remember a time in his life when he wasn't surrounded by music.
I started playing the violin when I was 3 years old, and it was always just something that we did. It wasn't something that we really thought about. I don't want to go so far as to say it was the family business, because that makes me feel like I'm part of the Von Trapp family, but it was definitely something that was unique to our family in the area, especially. You know, there was kind of a moment where I said, well, I'm already kind of doing what I should be doing. Why am I even considering any other options?
Since he grew up surrounded by music, Amos has countless musical memories. One of his best memories happened during his teen years. And later this season, he'll actually get to kind of revisit that experience when violinist Gil Shaham performs with the New World Symphony.
He's always been one of my favorite violinists to listen to and also to see live. I remember one of those kind of really special moments for me as a kid. I was 13 years old, and I was at Boston University Tanglewood Institute. And the administration had procured, I think, about 25 tickets or so to go see Gil Shaham play with Boston Symphony at the Koussevitzky Shed. And I was lucky enough to get one of those tickets, and I saw Gil Shaham play Mozart's Fifth Violin Concerto, and I thought it was perhaps the best, even now I think it's actually the best version I've seen live of that piece.
The New World Symphony is preparing the new generation of orchestral musicians to be a part of this new orchestral industry that's growing exponentially every day. That's a direct quote from Amos, and that's one reason why he's so glad to be working with the group.
I mean, orchestras are kind of experiencing this very interesting kind of rebirth. We've had a number of orchestras flounder financially, but we're in the process as an industry of reinventing ourselves to find new funding, to reach out to our community in different ways and many times more actively than we have in the past. And New World Symphony, based on my experience, seems to be right at the front of that. With a lot of other orchestras, they have to kind of, they're almost limited in what they can do because their performance space does not allow them to explore all these new ways of presenting concerts. Where at New World Symphony, with this fantastic new performance space, we are able to kind of experiment and see what works and what doesn't and really kind of refine these new methods of presenting. The actual performance space itself is probably the best hall I've ever played in. I've actually, at this point, had the chance to sit in the auditorium, and I've sat in a few different places now, and what's really interesting to me is, having sat in a bunch of other concert halls, every single seat is really fantastic. You can actually see everything that goes on. There's nowhere to hide. It's kind of scary as an orchestra player, because in a hall like maybe Avery Fisher Hall, You can kind of hide on the stage, whereas at New World Center, you just can't.
You can get up close and personal with the New World Symphony every Wednesday at 8 a.m. and then again at 5 p.m. That was first-year violin fellow Amos Fayette, and I'm Elena C., inviting you to join me again next week as we go backstage with the New World Symphony right here on Classical South Florida.